United Nations Global Compact. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the United Nations Global Compact, UNGC, and its management model as follows. United Nations Global Compact, a voluntary initiative whereby companies embrace, support, and enact within their sphere of influence a set of core values in the areas of human rights, labor standards, the environment, and anti-corruption. UN Global Compact Management Model, a framework for guiding companies through the process of formally committing to, assessing, defining, implementing, measuring, and communicating the United Nations Global Compact and its principles. Organizations that obtain board approval and have their chief executive become a signatory to the UN Global Compact voluntarily pledge to adhere to 10 universal principles. Exhibit 1-122 reproduces these principles verbatim with permission from the UN Global Compact. However, the Compact has no monitoring or enforcement capability. Still, signatories include over 12,000 organizations from around the world. Voluntarily complying with such a program may help prevent nations from developing regulations that are costly to comply with. Organizations that commit to these principles in policy and action not only improve their public image, but also often find that they have lower risks, such as for corruption, which makes the organization more stable in the eyes of investors and thus a more attractive investment. Of course, in an extended supply chain, the actions of an organization's suppliers may reflect positively or negatively on the organization, especially if the organization is the channel master or the most visible partner in the network. For this reason, the Global Compact stresses the need to ensure that suppliers are compliant with these principles or are making reasonable progress in that direction. When suppliers are located in countries with low labor costs, compliance becomes both more vital and more difficult to ensure. The UN Global Compact Management Model assists with incorporating the 10 principles into strategy and daily operations within an organization and with its suppliers. The model is practical and scalable and includes a feedback loop to ensure continuous improvement. The cyclical steps in the model are as follows. Commit. This first step is undertaken by company leaders, including management and the board of directors. They commit in a transparent way to incorporate the principles into formal governance structures such as board approval processes, culture, strategy, and daily operations. Assess. In this step, the organization assesses its current state in terms of risks and opportunities related to human rights, labor, the environment, and anti-corruption. A risk and opportunity analysis considers financial costs or potential gains as well as other harder to quantify positive and negative impacts, and then weights these benefits and costs. This helps the organization prioritize areas for improvement based on the largest net gains or mitigation of the worst risks. Define. This is where the results of the assessment are used to create or refine the organization's strategy and related policies, goals, and metrics. This step defines the end results up front so success can be determined. Implement. In this step, the new strategy is transformed into tactics such as capital improvement projects to provide any necessary capacity and resources, worker engagement and education, new policies and procedures for the organization and its suppliers or distributors, plans for assessing compliance, and action plans for dealing with missed goals. Note that suppliers or other partners who choose not to comply with these policies or cannot become compliant within a reasonable amount of time may need to be replaced. Measure. This is a monitoring and controlling step. It involves adjusting metrics to ensure that there is a way to determine whether the new policies and procedures are being followed. It is also important to adjust metrics used in individual, team, and external provider performance assessments so that everyone has an incentive to work toward the committed goals. Communicate. The last step is where much of the payoff of the investment in corporate social responsibility comes from. Engaging with local communities, the workforce, the press, and other stakeholders helps the organization to celebrate its successes and improve its reputation. Since communication includes listening, a vital part of this step is listening to these various stakeholders to identify goals for continuous improvement and new levels of commitment. The intent is that the learning generated by the feedback loop should create an upward spiral of progress in terms of further refinements and innovative new projects. The UN Global Compact Management Model has three key elements that need to be in place for this type of effort to succeed: governance, transparency, and engagement. The first step highlights the need for corporate governance, which includes the tone at the top from executives, as well as checks and balances provided by a board of directors. Transparency is provided when goals and specific metrics for success are shared so that stakeholders can make a reasonable assessment of the organization's activities and progress. Engagement is embodied in the final step, but it is important that this engagement be ongoing so that the organization forms lasting relationships. These relationships can often be an important source of information on customer expectations. Once an organization understands the environment in which it will operate and decides what its general mission is to be, it can take these inputs and develop a strategy.